Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Got into these games where they were going to want to fight for a playoff spot. I think you would have seen him a healthy scratch.
The land of Smiley Geach.
Mm. Oh, boy. Oh boy! You know,
that's a lot of height down there at the end of the bench. You got 6'11" and 7'1".
Yeah, after seeing Jordan Poole emerge, maybe I shouldn't be so quick on the man they call Smiley. Although this is his second year now, and Poole emerged after his first year. But hey, the Golden State Warriors, everybody has action. And here's the question. How much fun are you having this year as a Golden State Warrior fan? I want you to describe the roller coaster ride, if you can. And how I am curious because I'm more of an observer than a fan. And I like what I'm seeing right now. But I'm interested to know, when you're watching a game during the run where they go to five straight titles, if you can compare kind of that enjoyment level to watching a team like this that's scrappy, that's underdog mentality is carrying them, which is more fun, which is more satisfying, and which is more, quite frankly, nerve-wracking. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors have just put together a hell of a two-game stretch. They've got the Pelicans coming up on Friday, but we're talking about the last two games on 95.7 The Game, and we'll be right back.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring Nick Friedman on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, Spadoni, it's another band that's going to get me revved up. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, boy. I guess I can hit a hand about an old destination. A teenage confession and getting high on confirmation. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, the Warriors got me crazy.
Your lyric percentage is about as high as Steph from 3 last night.
You keep coming with them, Spadone. I'll keep ruining them.
I used to love that song as a kid because the music video I thought was the coolest thing ever because they made themselves in a video game. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Californication, great song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what it's called. It's called Californication.
speaking of videos, RIP, Tawny Catane. Tawny Catane. No, Spadone? She was on the... Whitesnake video on the Cars. She's also in a Seinfeld, I believe.
Right.
Also other just tremendous works. Anyway, 59, too young. Okay, let's get more upbeat, and that would involve talking about the Golden State Warriors. Two monster wins over Utah and the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, Dibs, you were talking about yesterday's game, and it was interesting because you kind of said, you know what? Tonight's game's a little house money game. And it was, really, if you looked at it. And the fact that they didn't treat it that way, I think, is worth noting. You know what I mean? Because it's telling me they're just playing hard every night.
And I think the composition of those eight guys, and it looks like it's an eight-man team right now, you've got youngsters who can't take a possession off. Juan Toscano-Anderson, Jordan Poole. These guys are playing for their careers, literally. And Michael Mulder, you'd put him in that same group. And you've got the OGs, quote unquote. And I'll throw Kevon in there just because he's got that championship pedigree with Steph and Draymond. So six of your eight right there are accounted for. And, well, Bazemore, you'd put him in playing for his career as a journeyman. And then you've got the enigmatic, the puzzling yet ultra-talented Andrew Wiggins. And if Wiggins plays like he's the number one overall pick in the draft, well, now all of a sudden, even in a short run, you've got something worth talking about, because he was the number one pick, guys. And last night he played like the number one pick. Now, if he can do that, obviously not every night, because then he would have been a superstar by now, but two out of three nights, Nick, three out of four, can he be play like a lottery pick?
Dibs, that's what this week has taught us about the Warriors. That's why the top of the West is so terrified of what may happen if they get out of this play-in tournament. These last couple games have been a complete difference from what we've seen for the last few months, which is if Steph got it going and the Warriors got rolling, yeah, they had a chance, but Steph had to be otherworldly to put the whole team on his back and carry them. What we've seen in these last two against the top two teams in the West is that doesn't necessarily have to be the case if they still want to win. And that is where the change comes in, because now all of a sudden, if you're preparing for the Warriors, it's not just take the ball out of Steph's hands. Phoenix did that last night, guys. Phoenix, more so than any team I've seen all year, executed the game plan they wanted, in that they said, we are not going to allow Steph to beat us. He's not going to have the ball. We are going to throw two and three bodies at him all the time. Somebody else is going to have to do it. Well, guess what? Somebody else did it. And it was Andrew Wiggins, and it was Jordan Poole, and it was Draymond setting up the offense, and it was Kent Bazemore with another 17. The supporting cast that wasn't really and didn't have enough talent to be relied upon has really grown into itself on this team, and that's why the Warriors now all of a sudden really have a shot against whomever they may come across if they can get out of the play-in.
He mentioned Bazemore, Steiny, and a good friend of mine actually had harvested the great information at BetQL.com and come up with a prop on over-under Bazemore, 11.5 points. And I thought it was a curious play by this friend of mine, but it gave me something to watch. And so opening possession of the ball game, what do you have? Three ball, corner pocket, Bazemore, Sookie. Cash me out one time. So that friend of mine was pretty happy to see Bazemore erupt. I think he scored, what, five of the first eight, Nick? Or seven of the first? Why do you keep playing guru drops? Are we going to put the rat on the table?
You know what's funny is
BetQL.com.
I got a little late start on the Warrior game last night. So as I was driving home, it was probably like, I don't know, 7:15, and I made a mistake of checking my text, and sure enough, there was just one text in all capital letters, Bazemore.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, the Warriors are off to a good start, and Guru is too. And sure enough, you know, and then you go put the game on, and you're like, right off the bat, boom, Bazemore hits the first three of the game. And I tell you what, that dude's a piece of work on the court, man. He is.
Son, he's a piece of work off the court that whole Beal exchange.
Exactly. I mean, you know how you know? I mean, think about this team right now. Nobody outside of the Bay Area likes Juan Toscano-Anderson. Phoenix fans are probably, who's this guy? Who's this guy with a gall to get in Booker's face? Bazemore, you know, shouting at Jay Crowder, who could bench press seven Bazemores. I mean, the other thing about this team is they've got starting to get a reputation, and it's probably not very likable unless you're a Warrior fan.
Well, and I think this is where, and I have to tie it back to We Believe, because Draymond's the one who's so excited about the idea of a 2.0. He's not excited for it as much as he is against it, but that team in 2007 was feisty. Steven Jackson was coming off of oh, I don't know, going into the stands and fighting fans fist to fist in the most wild melee in the history of our league. Al Harrington, who had been around and seen plenty in this league. Baron Davis, who was wearing a girdle, and when he dunked on a guy, pulled it up to show his stomach to the world. Matt Barnes was a tough player. I mean, you go across the board, Jason Richardson from Michigan State. That was a team that had some edge and a head coach who was, you know, not from central casting. So I think to the point about this being We Believe 2.0, Draymond should be embracing the comparison to the toughness of this team to the toughness of that team.
Dibs, Nelly was from central casting for that team.
True.
He was perfect for that team. But I think for fans want to see a winner. That's always going to be first and foremost. But secondarily, if winning is first, 1A is cheering for a team that plays with no fear. A team that's going to walk in on the floor any given night and want to just kick the other team's butt back and forth. And that is what this team, this Warriors group with Steph and Draymond as the head of the snake, that's what they've kind of forged. The path that they've created for themselves is we're going to come in and we're going to knock your teeth out when we have to, and we're not going to be afraid of whatever we may come across because we've got the best shooter anybody's ever seen, and we've got this guy in Draymond who can defend anybody and can stand up for anybody in the process, and they're not to be messed with, and that's what makes the way they played recently so much more fun, because they found their identity, and it was a group that was searching for something besides Steph and everybody else, and the rest of the group has risen to the challenge, and they're really playing some of the best basketball that we've seen in a while.
And I threw out to Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. By the way, you can call or text that line if you want to jump on the show. 415, just comparing this season to their great seasons. 415 says, I'm loving this season. It's so much more exciting than the previous run. While I love the championship run, I think of this year as a different version, loving the development of JTA, Wiggins, Poole. Now I watch regular season games when before I didn't really pay attention until the playoffs. That's interesting. I mean, Dibs, think about how many, relatively speaking, outside the 73 and 9 year, think how many kind of humdrum regular seasons there were while this team was rolling.
They were pretty humdrum. And after the 73 wins, I think they won 58 back-to-back, and it was, you know, you'd be hard-pressed in the subsequent 164 games to that season to remember any of the regular season games too much in particular. Some stand out, of course, but it was always going to be about the playoff run. Who are they going to go through to get to LeBron? You know, it wasn't even like, oh, I wonder if they can gut out that semifinal series. So the excitement of the unknown that you have right now, especially when you look at Mulder, Bazemore, Toscano Anderson, Poole, these are guys you're banking on. These aren't just roster pieces. That's half of your core right there. This is not, okay, KD's going to get you 32, and oh, maybe it'll be a Claymaker night, or, you know, you're talking about undrafted, a guy who had to go to the Mexican League, a Santa Cruz guy who it seemed like would be there forever, and a journey. Yeah, thank you.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Santa Cruz Boardwalk, yeah. Get the shout out in there.
Yeah, another from the text line is basically saying that the answer to your question about which is more fun, watching the championship run or this year, I like the championship run because you're going to see something special every night. This team's fun as well, but when you see them win two games in a row like they did, then potentially lose to the Pelicans and lay an egg, it's not quite as fun. I will say that. I mean, during those championship years, you were really on the verge of seeing basketball greatness every night, really. And so there were some nights when the Warriors were just machine-like. But, this year, there's something about capturing a little spark, and that's what this team has done right now, and they've done it at the perfect time. And I tell you what, defensively, Nick, they're dialed in. I mean, they. And I don't know if it's Draymond rubbing off on everybody. I know Toscano Anderson has that gene, if you will. Wiggins has been solid defensively. I didn't think this team could have been anything special defensively. I just thought they were, it might be okay, but they're pretty good defensively.
They're really good, and they believe in each other, Steiny. And that, again, that's a difference. If you're looking for how this happened, how this season has developed into what it's become, it's because they didn't give up on one another, and when times got rough, they went, all right, well, we know that we can play better. How many times have we heard Draymond and Kerr and Steph all say, hey, the run is coming. We just got to give it time. It's going to be there. And I cannot stress this enough. The key to how this transformation has happened in the last couple months is it's so clear watching Steph and Draymond. They're into it. They see the work that the Jordan Pools and the Juan Toscano-Andersons have put in. I mean, Dibs, how many times have we heard all those guys say Jordan Poole is living in the gym? This goes back to the Warriors' own bubble last season after the year ended, that Jordan Poole, more than anyone else, was spending the time in the gym that it took to be great, and that part was really helpful for all these veteran guys to see. So the change even in the last 2+ years is something. And I tell you guys this in context of what we're seeing. I remember walking into that locker room. This is back at Oracle when the Warriors had just beaten the Blazers in game one of the Western Conference Finals. And KD wasn't playing. This was Steph, Clay, Draymond. Guys, it felt like they had just beaten, the Pistons on a Tuesday in February. Guys are making dinner reservations. Nobody's really talking. They're like, all right, well, we got to come back to a practice tomorrow and get ready. This is the Western Conference Finals. They had been through so many different things, and they had grown so tired of the microscope that came with going to 5 straight finals. You watch the joy that was produced after last night with Bazemore dumping water on Wiggins' head, and the other night when you've got everybody running around Steph and seeing Draymond all pumped up. The energy within that locker room is a 180 to where it was just a couple years ago when they were winning, and that is crucial to understanding why this team is where it is.
And it's not just been a small sample, and that's a great way to lay it out, Nick, and I'm glad you so eloquently stated that as far as the emotions. And shout out the cameraman, Steiny, last night for just the slow pullback, and so you could see Bazemore approach, and you could see him taking a sip of the bottle and, the inevitability of what was to come, and Wiggins just unbeknownst. I thought it was a nice piece of early camera work with the zoom out. From NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm sure we know who that cameraman is. I didn't know who was on the handheld last night. But it's a great call, Nick, about the vibe, because it became so matter of fact. Like, even the Western Conference Finals was like, oh boy. Well, how many days off will they have once the series is over before the NBA Finals begin? Can we hurry up and, get through this goo? But now, I'm locked in on this Pelicans game, even though it's going to all come down to the Grizzly game. You want to see what happens. Is it going to be a Steph 45-point night? Is it going to be the explosion of Poole and JTA? Is he going to dive over the scorers table again? There's so much watchability with this group.
Well, and Dibs, the other thing is, a lot of people are saying, come on, the championship years. Those are championship years. But you know what? You know what I was just thinking? During the championship years, at least after KD got here, we're seeing a more exciting Steph Curry right now than we saw in the KD era. There's no doubt about that, right? I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but they're letting the chef cook. They're letting the chef cook now.
Chef cook.
that's my ode to Guru. He loves to say, I want to see Steph cook. But, he's obviously playing more assertively, more aggressively now. And he might be, I don't want to say better, but he's stronger and more decisive and more aggressive.
And Draymond Green, too, Nick, is the one offensively. I was looking at the numbers yesterday. When he gets just 8 points in a ball game, I think they're 18-5 on the year. So it's not like he needs to get 15. But last night he goes for 11, and it's that keeper now that he's calling his own number. Instead of the dribble handoff, it's like the quarterback draw of basketball where instead of he step back to pass, oh, he's going to keep it. And that's kind of
what it feels
like.
He's got the ball.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what.
He's running down the field.
You know, Draymond's going to hand it off to the running back and like the zone read. No, he's going to take it up the gut.
Dibs.
I'll tell you what. Real quick, I know it's crazy to think you can score in an NBA game. But I'll tell you what. You put me in Draymond's place and you give me that fake handoff play, I'll tell you what, I could squeeze a little 14-footer off. I know that. I may not be able to get to the rim, but that thing is wide open every single time. So they found a little jewel with that play, I think.
One of the most underrated aspects of this run and all the fun that we've been describing, guys, is, Dibs, how many times when Draymond has hit one of these shots recently, he knocks down the shot, and no matter who comes down his path, who he sees on the opposing bench, he is screaming at everybody because he's saying, you guys gave me so much space. You didn't think I could hit. Bleep. And then he knocks down the first one. You're like, oh, here we go. Then the second one comes and he's like, woo! He's just going crazy running down the floor. And that energy, again, that's what was missing at times a lot last year when Steph went down. But it was missing a whole hell of a lot during that last KD year when everybody had kind of grown tired almost of the winning. And they have grown tired of what it took to get there. And there's an energy around this team, around Draymond, that hasn't been there in a while. And it's tangible, especially in those moments where he's hitting these shots and everybody's looking at him to set that tone.
And it feels like he's got his guys. Like, you know, Steph, of course, is always going to be his number one. But he looks around that small little huddle, and there's no heavy loads. They're down for what he's trying to do as the leader on the floor. And that's why, you know, Juan Toscano-Anderson and Bazemore, by the way, who's all defense in college, these are feisty guys. And Kevon Looney, wouldn't you all want to have Kevon Looney as one of your closest friends? I mean, Kevon, my car broke down. Can you? Yeah, of course, I'll be there. I mean, Kevon's got jumper cables in his trunk for sure. And that's, you know, Draymond looks around that huddle. And even Wiggins now, and he's probably most proud of his little brother Andrew, who has discovered who he really can be. So right now, Draymond, he's got to be feeling super happy and proud of what this octet is doing.
Not only will Looney come help you if your car breaks down, when he gives you a ride, he's not going to talk your ear off.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Kevon, man, thanks for coming out. Jeez, relax. Just relax. That's what I do. I help people.
Kevon, thanks for coming out in your 2012 Ford Honda Accord.
Totally.
We really appreciate it.
Probably would have brought you a sandwich, too, knowing that you missed dinner waiting, you know.
In a Bud Light.
Exactly.
Nice. Nice. Yes. You know, somebody on the text line saying, 415 saying, it's the Draymond RPO.
Nice.
For run pass option.
It's so accurate. And Nick, if you can do me a favor, I mean, I got Fitz shouting out my hometown of Fairfax on TV calls. If you can just ask Kevon Looney in the next post game if he has jumper cables, that would mean a lot to me.
Oh, here's the thing about Looney. Here are some facts about Looney that I can assume. Yes, he has jumper cables. He absolutely does not have a cleaning lady. No chance.
Right.
He knows his way around an iron, and he knows how to assemble an ironing board, clearly. I'm sure he's familiar with shrubbery and landscaping. There's just no doubt about it.
And he knows what night garbage night is, for sure.
Yeah, he takes his own trash out.
Exactly.
He's a competitor.
And my man can give you directions to anything in the greater San Francisco area without looking.
That's not going
to give you the most efficient route every time.
Kevon's got some Chuck Norris qualities, for sure.
Stay off the limits.
There's no doubt.
And somebody texting, yeah, if Guru would help you, he'd talk your ear off. Well, we love the way we love Guru talking.
Wow.
Talking our ears off. And, man, what's gotten into me today? I don't know. I guess it's Warriors action. Hey, that was a big win last night. I need some help from some Warrior fans. That's the biggest win since when? When have the Warriors at 888-957-9570, when have they had a win that big or just a stretch of games that they put together that have been this important, kind of this galvanizing? I mean, you may have to go back a long way. So I may need some help with that at 888-957-9570. And the other thing I want to do is credit Gary St. Jean. Gary St. Jean, why? I'll tell you why I'm going to credit Gary St. Jean for some things that are going on right now. And that's all brought to you by Jose Cuervo.
Dibs, who does it better than Matt?
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring Nick Friedel on 95.7 The Game.
Your kisses on my lips. When I turn out the lights. Oh, Sidoni, I'm giving you gold today. Gold.
It's gold, Jerry.
Maybe not gold, but copper. Maybe.
Wrong song, Steiny, but I appreciate the excitement.
What do you mean? It's not Hall & Oates.
I was going to say, isn't that Private Eyes?
They're watching you.
Even
they
I know
see
that one.
Your every move.
Oh,
Private Eyes. Yeah. They're watching you, watching you.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Warriors are rolling. Hey, Dibs, by the way, I know you're a White Claw guy.
Yeah.
You see they have iced tea? Now they have White Claw iced tea?
Yeah, I saw
Thumbs
it.
Up or down?
Down, Steiny. I'm more of a seltzer purist. I'm all for the other, your various Coronas and your Bud Lights getting involved in the game. But, you know, have it be decent. Have it not be just awful, and that's right. Where you know, come on in, there's plenty of room in the seltzer market for a good quality low calorie fizzy beverage.
Yeah, does anybody make seltzer? Jeez, who doesn't make seltzer is the question right now.
Yeah, the key though is the natural cane sugar. There's some out there that are made with dextrose. You got to be kidding me. If you're making a seltzer with dextrose, you should be banned from the industry.
How about saccharin?
What's saccharin? About saccharin.
Yeah. Hey, Gary St. Jean. I mentioned him before the show. Remember when he was the general manager of the Warriors and it was in the, I don't know what it was, 15, 20 years ago. He had Mike Dunleavy and Troy Murphy, and somebody asked him, "How's this team going to get better?" They didn't spend a lot of money, and he used a phrase that to this day still gets laughed at. It's called, he said, internal development, and I remember him saying that at the time, and I was like, "Oh God, that's not really appropriate." Not appropriate, but I mean, what's internal development? Well, internal development is Jordan Poole from last year to this year. And it is Juan Toscano-Anderson from the beginning of the year to now. And you know what? It's Andrew Wiggins from game one to game 70. And I'll be, hey, Nick, I'll be honest with you. I heard that, oh, Poole's been in the gym. Poole's been in the gym. Nobody's been in the gym more than Poole. Do you really buy it until you see it? You know what I mean?
You can't. You can't buy it until you see it. Steiny, you could talk about a guy living in the gym all you wanted. If he's not producing when it matters most, it doesn't matter. It's not worth a damn. And to see Poole finally make that transition, because there were plenty of times that he was going through the Andrew Wiggins school of offense where, oh, man, Wiggins had 21. Well, yeah, but did he have any points when the game was really on the line? Yeah. Was he making a difference when he needed to, when it mattered? That's the best part of what Poole's done these last couple nights, because the Warriors needed every bit of those 20 points against the Jazz, against the Suns. He's hitting big shots in bigger moments, as evidenced by the one he hit late in the fourth. So the Warriors coaching staff, and we know Steve Kerr was much maligned, especially with Wiseman, and I thought he stuck with Brad Wanamaker a little bit too long earlier in the season. But they have done a great job with what they've got, and they've adjusted on the fly, which I didn't think a lot of fans really thought they could do. And Steiny, for as much praise as you should give the staff for the Toscano Andersons and the Pools and Bazemore being much better at not fouling guys 35 feet away from the basket, to get Andrew Wiggins to buy in, especially on the defensive end, is just massive. Because if we're really believing that his potential is starting to be unlocked all the way, the coaching staff and sitting with him and getting him to buy into playing defense that way on a nightly basis is the reason why it's happened.
And yeah, to be able to switch 1 through 5 again would be an incredible luxury for this defense. You know, forget the offensive awakening that he may or may not be going through. With defensive players like James Wiseman and Kelly Oubre Jr. who don't have good defensive IQ, Wiseman because he's young and Oubre because he's never played in that system, it has everything break down. But when you have Looney who knows where he is and he's at the phone in case you need a jump for your vehicle, Draymond who's elite, Steph Curry's a smart defender. He may be physically limited in some matchups, but you add in Bazemore, who's long and active, for better or for worse, and if Wiggins can be a good, consistent defender, well, all of a sudden now you have a good defense.
Yeah. We're having some fun with Kevon Looney, by the way. This is Dibs. You're going
to
love
just
this.
His reliability, Steiny. I mean, to reset for the audience, yeah. Kevon Looney is the kind of guy I think all of us would want as a good friend, somebody in your inner circle, because he's going to be there for you.
Yeah, and he's just a salt of the earth type of guy. So we're kind of saying, you know, he does his own laundry. He doesn't have a cleaning lady.
No.
He takes out his own trash. This from the 510. This is pretty good. When Kevon Looney went to college, he told his father, "You're the man of the house now." That's a great one by the 510. You got any more of those? Pass them along, because those were pretty good.
That's really good.
You know, the other thing I was thinking about Wiggins is he's finding himself right now. You hope, and let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say his career's turning a little bit. You know, he may have to take a step back next year if Clay comes back and is healthy, but he's going to be fine with that. Like a lot of guys who have maybe emerged a little bit after a year like this year, they're probably going into next year saying, I'll do even more. Now I can take a few more shots. Now I can be even a bigger, bigger part. But Wiggins, Nick, do you have any doubt or Dibs that Wiggins will have any problem next year when Clay becomes the official number two option?
Zero.
Exactly.
None. And Steiny, when you spoke to Warriors officials when they made that move, that was the whole reason, in large part, that they made that move, because they wanted Wiggins to play alongside Clay. I mean, you could make the argument that the person who got hurt the most when Clay went down, it wasn't Steph, because Steph can still do all that Steph has shown to be able to do. It was Wiggins not being able to play off Klay Thompson and get all that extra space. And one of the reasons why Wiggins has always fit well, whether it was in Minnesota or now in Golden State in the locker room, is that he just kind of comes in and does his work. He's not rocking the boat by any stretch. He doesn't have some kind of massive ego. He comes in, he knows what he needs to do, and he does it. And there are times where you want more from him, but if you are at a point now with Andrew Wiggins at 26 years old where he knows he has the talent to give you more and he's showing you that on a more regular basis like he did last night, there aren't going to be any problems when Klay returns because Wiggins will be able to pick his spots. And if the defense remains at the level it's been this season, he's going to fit right into the way Steve Kerr wants him to play alongside Klay Thompson.
As a third option, for the most part. And then when, you know, when it's those moments early in the second quarter when it's he and Klay, then it's he's 1 and 1A with Klay, depending on the flow of the game. And his ability and his understanding of what this team is has grown so much. And you can see that confidence coming from Draymond to just how they're interacting. You know, it feels like that Wiggins has become a made man in this little group of Golden State Warriors, you know. And I don't know what the rite of passage was, but it feels like now, Steiny, that Draymond looks at Wiggins as a Warrior and not just as a guy who's on the Warriors.
I think that's fair, and I don't know whether Wiggins won him over. He must have. But you know what? And maybe I shouldn't go there. But Wiggins kind of feels a little more like a Warrior than KD ever did in a strange kind of way. Like, and I get it. Draymond and KD were tight, but KD came in as a superstar. And so, you know, there was probably friction there from a guy who had already won a title in Draymond, and now here comes a star to now Draymond's established. He's got three titles, and here comes this guy Wiggins who's a little enigmatic. But now after the entire year's gone by, Draymond's like, okay, all right, I get it. This guy, you know, he's not jumping up and down like a madman, but you know what? He cares. He just is a little bit different. And good for Draymond, I guess, to be able to notice that, you know, Nick, without Wiggins kind of having to change who he is.
Draymond loved the fact, and he brought it up again last night, Steiny, that Wiggins was written off by a lot of people in the league as only a guy who could go and drop 20. That was his only value to a team, was that offensively, you knew that he could roll out of bed and he's dropping 20 points. And the difference, and it speaks to why I think Wiggins has found himself within this locker room and has proven himself to Draymond and Steph, because he's giving them a lot more than that. Yeah. He's becoming the type of complementary piece around a really good team that everybody always figured he could be. And the difference now is that the Warriors are starting to win a little bit. Aside from that 1 year with Tibbs and Jimmy Butler in Minnesota, the Timberwolves never won a damn thing. So Wiggins is becoming a winning player on top of a Warrior. And Dibs, that part about the comparison with KD, it's really interesting, because the thing that really pissed Kevin off a lot was that nobody ever looked at the Warriors as just a group with Kevin and Steph and Draymond and Klay. I mean, he said as much at the end. It was always the Warriors. Wiggins and Durant are not on the same level, but Wiggins has found a way in which he works with this team, and his ego is at a point where he doesn't care where the credit's coming from, because he's already gotten the contract and he's already dealt with all the criticism that always came his way because of the way he was performing with that contract.
So why not go out and fulfill your contract and fulfill your destiny, as we go back to May the 4th quickly?
Okay.
Because, you know, Luke, that's from Obi-Wan. Tells him.
No!
Exactly. And that's where maybe it's Draymond trying to play the Obi-Wan role and saying, look, you got the paper, you got the contract, you're with a team now where you can actually win. This is your destiny.
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, you got nothing else to do but you know, play to your potential now. And yeah. I think an interesting part of the Draymond, and tell me if I'm wrong, Nick, is KD was the first one really in Draymond's run to have to clap back at him. Wiggins isn't a clap back guy. Oubre Jr., he's more quiet. I don't think that Draymond, prior to KD and since, has had somebody who would challenge him like KD did.
No, I don't think so. The only guy who would come to mind Dibs, and this predates my time out here in the Bay, but it would be David West.
Yeah.
Because David West, at times, when you talk to the people that have been around, they said that while he certainly wasn't doing that all the time, he had that veteran voice in the room that could kind of either calm down or get in the face of anybody else. But this speaks to something that I think is crucial in why the Warriors are playing at the level that they're playing now. And Dibs, you brought this up earlier in the show. Draymond now is the big brother protector for everybody else. And that includes Steph. Steph has never been the screamer and yeller and getting in guys' faces. Now, it's not to say that he can't, because we've seen it certainly more this year than at any other point. But Draymond is running this show. I mean, Draymond is the guy that everybody always turns to for the tenor and tone of the emotions in the room. And when Draymond knows that he's got all of